One of the questions I think we have to wonder when we learn Sefer Vayikra is, what's the purpose of Korbanos? Yes, it's true, there's an opportunity to thank God, there's an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. These are all fundamentals to the process of the Korbanos. But is there more to the Korbanos than simply an opportunity to connect up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So a possibility is that the truth is that the Jewish people were living in a time when others were worshipping idols and bringing korbanos to idols. So perhaps there's a possibility suggested by some of the Rishonim that the Jewish people, God understood, they were going to want to bring korbanos anyway, because that was the way of connecting back then. It's something that's foreign to us, because we live in a day and age where the idea of bringing a korban is so foreign anyway. But what really is it? God says, you can do all of this, I'm okay with it, but you have to do it on my terms, not in your terms. That's to say that, yes, you're going to bring korbanos, and on some level, they will be very similar to what the nations of the world are doing. You're taking an animal, you're sacrificing it. But yet, God says, I create very, very specific parameters of what's okay and what's not okay. And that really is the very nature of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a house of God, but God makes all the rules. God tells you, you could do this, but you can't do that. Why does God need all of that? God needs all of that because he's saying, I'm allowing you to use this opportunity to worship in a way that's somewhat similar to the way the rest of the world is worshiping, but it can't become idolatry. It has to be the sacrifice of God. So we do it my way, not your way. The Gemara tells us a crazy story. It's towards the end of Bayit Sheni. God is already at the place where Jewish people aren't doing what they're supposed to, and it's not going to end well. And there's someone who's running up the Mizbeach, the Gemara in Yuma says, because the first one up gets the schus of doing a certain avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's another Kohen who's trailing behind him, and he just can't make it in time. So the Gemara offers two possibilities of what happened. Either he bumped him and he fell many feet off the Mizbeach, the ramp of the Mizbeach, and died. Or another possibility is that he took a knife and stabbed him in the back. And they go on to say that somebody said, oh, quickly take the knife out so the knife doesn't become tame. A moment like that shows that what? The people have totally missed the mark. They don't understand the purpose of the house of God. If the house of God could be something that I need to serve, and I will serve on my terms no matter what, even if it's at the expense of my fellow man, I'm willing to kill someone so that I have an opportunity. That's a dog-eat-dog world that God says, that is not where the service of God lies, and that's not how the Mikdash is meant to be. I believe that on some level that was the nature of Bayit Sheni, where Avodah Zarah was more or less gone from the world, but yet there was a certain sense of ego and a certain sense of my needs come before everyone else that permeated the very nature of the Beis HaMikdash, whereas the first Beis HaMikdash and the first Mishkan, really the main peace that stood in people's way of worshiping God was idol worship. At the end of the day, God says, I want you to have a house, and I want that house to be a place where we can connect. But it's only a place to connect if you're able to connect on my terms. When you start trying to connect on your terms, that's when it becomes a very slippery slope. Nowadays, we don't really have that anymore. I don't really worship idols, and for the most part, we live in a society that's more or less civil. But perhaps the newest form of where we forget God is the notion that I could do it all. I don't need anything. I could Google it. I know it. I could look it up. I could build it on my own. I want to fix something. I'm like, I don't need a plumber anymore. I can go to YouTube University and learn it. That's how we live. And yet all of a sudden, over the last few weeks, we realized it's all a facade. God really runs it, and he runs it very tight. And God has shown us that, look, all the walls that you've built and all the edifices that you've built to try to convince yourself that you're the ones running it, they're all gone. And now at the very end, what's exposed is the fact that we're living all by ourselves, recognizing how frail and fragile our existence is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to make it through these times. and to recognize that it is He who is running the show.